Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, so, I mean, here we go again with Alex Bregman. Is this happening again? Because all the reports are that he's opting out of his contract with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, it can. I mean, if you're the Tigers, how do you want to approach that? If the offer was 6 years and $173 million, I think was the offer, something like that, which was under $30 million a year, $29 million a year, whatever it was, 28-something. Do you want to give him that same offer? And would he be more apt to take it? Because had you offered him 7 years and $210 million or $213 million, would he have taken that last year because it would have been past that $30 million threshold that clearly Scott Boras wanted? And I'm saying that because you're adding the $40 million you got paid by the Red Sox, and now you're just giving him the deal you would have wanted last year. Would you still want to do that? To me, I don't know if it's necessarily a money thing anymore. What it is now for me, my concerns about Bregman, and I was all about Bregman last year, I had a slight reservation because of injured past. He's going to be 32. My concern now is injuries. He only played 114 games with Boston this past year after playing only 145 with Houston the year before. He has missed parts of two other seasons, significant parts of two other seasons, where he only played 42 and 91 games, respectively, in 2020 and 2021. I like Alex Bregman. I think he's a very good player. But that's a major concern. It was my concern with Carlos Correa back a few years ago when he was a free agent, when everybody's looking at Carlos Correa, Javi Baez, and the other shortstops were available, Corey Seager and all that. I really like Correa, but you couldn't count on Correa being healthy. And guess what? He was never healthy with the Twins, and now he's back with Houston. So I don't think if I'm the Tigers, I'm going to give him the six-year, $170-plus million offer. Would I make him a short-term offer like Boston did? I don't think he's going to take that. So, I mean, you got to think about what your numbers really would be. What's realistic for the Tigers to offer at 32 and coming off another injured season?
I see this more as a Bregman is added to the pool of hitters, which adds to the supply, which means if not Bregman, somebody else, mm-hmm. right? And you're... I swear to God, if you find an archive of our show from 2017, we might be talking about Kyle Tucker. And we can do it again because he is a free agent this year. And so is Schwarber and Bichette and Pete Alonso. And I do wonder a little bit, and I'm intrigued to hear Tiger fans on this. Is this a blank that guy situation? Because last year, Detroit, for a long time, had the only offer on the table, remember? And he waited and waited and waited and waited and waited till he could get more offers, and then he ended up getting one from the Cubs and one from the Red Sox. And he didn't say, I couldn't find an actual quote that said he chose Boston over Detroit because he had a better chance to win. But he did say... he chose Boston because I feel like I have a great opportunity to win here. Quote, that was a quote. And mm-hmm. he went on to say, obviously playing at Fenway is awesome. Playing for a city that not only loves winning, but expects to win. I like playing in those pressure pack environments. And I feel like I got that here in Boston. I think he's doing the punch button. This is my new team. I love you. I love your town. I love your stadium. I love this organization. I don't think that's a slight to Detroit, okay? But I just wonder, the fans feel like, yeah, blank you, that ship sailed.
I think some will, for sure. And I just think if you, again, look at the player, what you would be getting, And can you justify paying $30 million a year for a guy who hasn't driven in 100 runs since 2019? For a guy who hasn't hit over 30 home runs in a season since 2019? You know, for a guy who hasn't hit above 275 since 2019. His best days are probably behind him. And he's playing in Boston.
Yeah.
Where you should be able to just pepper the ball off the wall and have a mess load of doubles. He had 28 doubles and 18 homers last year. His OPS was 821. It was nice. But you know what he did in September? Nothing. He hit like 219 for the month of September. His OPS, I think, was in the 600 range in September. We saw that enough here with the players we had. I'd probably move away from Bregman. There are, as you mentioned, there are other players, very productive players, that you might have to find creative ways to see how they fit into the lineup if you really want to add that bat. I mean, Pete Alonso, you're having a hard discussion with Spencer Torkelson about what's going to happen because he's a first baseman DH type. I mean, he certainly can play a ton of DH. But that's a guy who brings a ton of power. Kyle Schwarber was a fantastic power this past season with 56 home runs and 132 driven in, but also struck out 197 times, which is what he did last year. And before that was 215 and 200. So it's another high strikeout guy, but high reward clearly with the 56 home runs that he hit. Some of that might be the ballpark playing out there in Philadelphia, but I mean, there are guys who put up some pretty good numbers that you can look at. And of course, the aforementioned Kyle Tucker, who I think is clearly a $30 million player. I don't know if Bregman is anymore.
Yeah. And I mean, Bregman, we hung another year on him. That's since we thing. Did this before. And I didn't love the 6-year length of contract. And it was, to me, it was a question of how many bad years are there going to be on the end of the contract?
Yeah.
Would he have helped them this year? Of course. Of course he would have helped. And will he help them next year? I don't see the punch button ready-made third base.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Prospect, right? I mean, isn't that the one position that we're like, eh?
Well, I think they envisioned Colt Keith being that guy. And the reason that he wasn't there to start the year is because he did have arm issues and his arm wasn't completely healed and throwing the ball. When eventually they made the switch and let him play over at third base,
yeah,
it was because they said that the arm issues had cleared up and now he can throw the ball again. And it was a mixed bag, a work in progress with him over at third base. But they do have, is that a position where they look at Max Anderson, that he gets a chance to be brought up and play over there? You know, are they totally done with Chase Young? I mean, they could trade somebody, you know, one or both of those guys. Who knows what they end up doing this offseason? Scott Harris has a ton of options if he wants to promote or if he wants to trade, which players he can trade and which players he wants to promote. That's for sure. And then if you just want to give the job to Colt Keith over at third base, and then it's an opportunity at second base for McGonigal or Max Anderson, okay.
The other thing about this is a Boris client.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I see a Boris client, and we went through this song and dance last year, I think whatever offer Detroit makes, he's going to go to the bigger market teams and say, top this. Getting involved with a Boris client, it's a little different with Scooble because he's already here, but I only feel like Boris will let and Bregman will sign with Detroit if it's a massive overpay. And that's a hard thing for me to escape. And that, does it make sense? I mean, I don't think there's a chance in hell Scooble's signing here.
Yeah, maybe not.
And so now it's like, here's this guy who's represented by Boris that could help Detroit. But given the way the agent operates, and I'm not like, I get that he's doing his job. Okay.
Yeah.
But it feels like I'm only going to Detroit if I rook you guys, if I completely work you over.
Well, and I think that the deal that they had reportedly worked out last year. I don't think the Tigers got worked over in that. I think where the Tigers got worked in any way was that they were told initially, or at least the reports were, that Alex Bregman was not open to taking a shorter-term contract. And then what does he end up doing? Rejects the Tigers' offer and takes a shorter-term contract. He took a three-year, $120 million deal with Boston. It's going to pay him $40 million a year, but had the outs after each year. And that was kind of maybe, I don't know if Scott Harris felt blindsided or not, but I'll tell you, me as a fan and somebody who was following that case very closely, I felt a little blindsided by that because I thought that was off the table. You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And here it was. The Tigers thought that they had the deal done, and then it gets pulled out from underneath them. That certainly gives me fuel to say, yeah, adios, I don't need to do this again. But really, it's the 114 games he played last year, or more importantly, the 50 that he didn't play
right
last year. So I'm looking elsewhere. And last I checked, Kyle Tucker's agent is not Scott Boras. Kyle Tucker's going to get a messload of money from somebody. You know what would be awesome is if the Cubs go out and get Alex Bregman, because that takes away money that they would spend on Kyle Tucker.
248-539-9797. Steve on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, boys. I'm wondering if it would be better to go like with a second so-called tier type guy rather than loading up on a marquee name like Bregman, kind of like how everybody was gung-ho on Suarez. Yeah, Suarez helped in down the road a bit, but come playoffs, didn't do too much. Bregman kind of trailed off, obviously, with the injury. And how does it actually work? I don't remember what Bregman signed with Boston. And
it was a $40 million a year. It was
if we were to sign him here.
Bregman had a
Steve.
Bellinger is going to opt out of his contract in New York. I wouldn't mind seeing a guy like that. Probably get him for a little bit less money.
Do you want to answer his question?
The Red Sox got him for, I think it was a three-year, $120 million deal. So it was $40 million a year, but he had the outs after each year. So that's what the deal was. Would he accept another one like that? No. Then he would just stay in Boston because it was his opt-out. He opted out of the deal. He's not opting out of that deal so he can sign another short-term deal for the same money.
Yeah.
He's opting out of that deal because now he wants to jump on the six-year deal from some team like the Tigers or the Cubs and get close to $30 million a year. And this will likely be, you know, that last big contract.
It's all business, but this feels like a total manipulation by Boras and Bregman. Give himself the Boston contract with the out so he can go back the next year when he's less valuable and take the same offer that Detroit gave. And by less valuable, I mean a six-year deal makes less sense this year than it did last year, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The whole thing feels like I can't help but feel like we'd be groveling back on our knees. Oh, please, please. And that doesn't sit well with me, but that doesn't mean it's not good business. Would Alex Bregman help the 2026 Detroit Tigers? I think he would.
Yeah, he'd be an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I can't count on him to play 150 games.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.